Travel Arkansas with Kim Williams. I'm Mark Smith. Each week we look at upcoming events around the state. Kim Williams is a travel writer with the Arkansas Department of Parks and Tourism. Hey, Kim.
Hey, Mark. I hope you and everyone listening is having an absolutely wonderful day. We're going to take a look at some fun and many holiday events going on in Arkansas the weekend of November 30th. Now, on November 20th through December 2nd, it's the 40th annual Christmas Showcase at the Arkansas State Fairgrounds. The Arkansas Craft Guild celebrates 40 years of bringing its annual Christmas Showcase of Fine Arts and Crafts to Little Rock just in time for holiday shopping. You will find one-of-a-kind handcrafted items for the special person on your Christmas shopping list. Now, just a note, the event is now in a new location. After 40 years, they are moving it to the Arkansas State Fairgrounds. So if you have, and don't we all have, that one person that's like impossible to buy a gift for, I bet you could find something at the 40th Annual Christmas Showcase in Little Rock. Mm-hmm. Now, December 1st and the 2nd are the dates for this year's Battle of Prairie Grove reenactment at Prairie Grove Battlefield State Park in Prairie Grove. The battle, which was fought on December 7th, 1862, saw about 22,000 soldiers fighting for most of the day, with nearly 2,800 killed, wounded, or missing. During this weekend, there will be many activities, including tours through the Union, Confederate, and civilian camps, along with living history programs. For history buffs, this is a must-do. And it's always a great event when they do the reenactment, so you'll want to check that out in Prairie Grove. December 1st is the date for an old-fashioned Christmas at the Village at the Pioneer Village in Searcy. All buildings are decorated in the styles of the late 1800s. Village residents dress in period costumes. You can see the community Christmas tree in the schoolhouse and community building, and the family tree in the Gordon House with its handmade decorations. Live musicians, along with carolers, will entertain with Christmas music, and all guests will be treated to hot cider and sugar cookies. Well, there's the reason right there, yeah. For nothing else. It's the 4th annual Light Up the Bay in Fairfield Bay on November 30th. You can celebrate the season and enjoy live music, food, holiday drinks, silent auction, the lighting of the Christmas trees, and much more. The great thing about this event is a portion of the funds raised will go to help families in need throughout the area. So if you're ready to see some Christmas trees, head to Light Up the Bay in Fairfield Bay on November 30th. And finally, on Saturday, December 1st, it's the big Jingle Jubilee Holiday Parade in Little Rock. I'm excited about this because this is something that happens every year, but I don't think it's ever been included on our calendar of events on Arkansas.com. So if you are ready to get into the holiday spirit, here is your chance. The parade starts at 2 p.m. on 2nd and Broadway and travels down Broadway, turns west onto Capitol Avenue, and ends at the state capitol. The Secretary of State's lighting and fireworks display will follow at dark, or approximately 6 p.m. Both events are free and open to the public, and oh my goodness, this year's grand marshals are two of Santa's live reindeer.
Okay.
And honestly, I have seen the amazing photographs of the holiday fireworks over the Arkansas State Capitol, and it's absolutely beautiful. So if you want to just jump headfirst into the holiday season, head to the Big Jingle Jubilee Holiday Parade in Little Rock. Now, to find out more about these events and all the great things going on throughout Arkansas, all you have to do is log on to www.arkansas.com and click on the events tab.
All right. Thanks, Kim.
Thanks, Mark. Everybody have a great day.
Kim Williams is a travel writer with the Arkansas Department of Parks and Tourism. She joins us each week to let us know about upcoming events around the natural state. You can hear Travel Arkansas on demand and sign up for our podcast of this feature at kasu.org. For KASU, I'm Mark Smith.